All right. Morning, guys, up north, morning room. Let's go ahead and pray and we'll start. Lord in heaven, I come before you this day and I just thank you so much for your provision, Father God. I thank you for your will for my life. I thank you for your will for your people, for your direction. I thank you for your guidance and for your counsel, Father. And I praise you and I thank you today in Christ's name. Amen. So, good morning. Happy New Year to everybody. I want to just read some scriptures today. And as I read them, I just want you to hear what the Spirit is saying through them, because what he said to me was simply this: read them, right? Read these scriptures, share this word. It's pretty consuming, but in a good way. So, if you would, let's open up in Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, we're going to start in verse 18. When they arrived, he said to them, "You know how I lived the whole time I was with you. From the first day I came to the province of Asia, I served the Lord with great humility and with tears in the midst of severe testing by the plots of my Jewish opponents. You know that I have not hesitated to preach anything that would be helpful to you, but have taught you publicly and from house to house. I have declared to both Jews and Greeks that they must turn to God in repentance and have faith in our Lord Jesus. And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem. Not knowing what will happen to me there, I only know that in every city, the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship are facing me. Now here's the meat. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." So Paul's going through all this stuff, right? He's dealing with all these things. And in his moment, his response is, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace." So what Paul's saying is, in his last moments of uncertainty and going to places he does not want to go, his only thought is to finish the task that he was created for. Let's go to 2 Timothy, please. 2 Timothy chapter 4. We'll start in verse 1. "In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge: preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." So in the first scripture we read, Paul said he had only one hope, right? Was to do that, to finish it. God, let me meet the needs of what I've made for. In this scripture here, he's attaining to, I've made it. We'll go back to 6, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me. And on that day, and not only to me, but also all who have longed for his appearing." So Paul committed himself to the task, right? He was, you know, you guys know the history. You know, he was he knew everything. He was taught, he was educated, he was, you know, probably the smartest man in the room in most rooms. On the road to Damascus, the Lord showed him there's a better way. And then he turned and started doing what the Lord really wanted from him. So the Lord assigned him a task. The task was what? To build the body of Christ, right? That's what we have been called to do. Our work is to build the body of Christ. It is to adhere to the teachings. It is to hold to the Spirit. And it is to teach in the vein of not what I think, but in what the Lord knows. He gives it to us in the Word, which we just read. So there's no question about that, right? And Paul said, first, his only hope was to continue to run the race. And in the second one, it said, I've done it. And there's a contentment to that. There's an understanding to that that said, I made it. I did it. Because when he stands from the Lord and he goes, well, I don't know what the Lord will say, but I do know that he could say, I did my task. I met the needs. I did your work. Praise you, Father. Last scripture we're going to read, Psalms 27, please. All right. Now, we read about Paul, his desires, his intent. This is to me, this puts it all in a perspective. Psalms 27, we'll start in verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besieges me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. Now, listen to this, because this is important. One thing ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze in the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the days of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent, I will sacrifice without shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer to me. My heart says, if you seek his face, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You've been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. God, my Savior, through my father and mother, forsake me. The Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Paul had the things he intended to do, and he did them. And I have to believe that his thought was this. If we go back to 4, one thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple. I wanted to share that with you today because I don't know a lot of things about anything. You know, I know a lot of little things about nothing, but I don't know a lot of things about everything. But I do know this. In the place I am in my life today, and in the desire of my heart, I want to be like Paul in his intent, right? I want to finish the race marked out. And I want to be able to say, at the end, I did it, right? And then I will remember every day the one thing that I seek is to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that was actually a lot quicker than I thought it was going to be, guys. I'm sorry. But that's really all I had today. Any questions up north, down here? Daniel up north, you guys all good?
I think we're all good.
Okay, very cool. Will, I'm going to give this to you and pray for us.
Father, we come before you today. We thank you for your word. for your instruction, Father. Continue to give us ears to hear and eyes to see. I lift up those, Father, who are sick today. Lay your hand upon them, Father. Bless the remainder of our day together. Amen.